Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jared Stansberry. Today's episode, a little bit of an impromptu podcast here. Iowa State just picking up a commitment from Nebraska transfer Michael Jacobson, according to a report by our own Chris Williams. Obviously, that'll fill a solid need for Iowa State. He's going to come in and he will sit out the 2017-18 season before being eligible for 2 years in 2018-19 and 2019-2020. Iowa State now with only two open scholarships pending the full release, or release at all, I suppose, of Texas high school guard Darius McNeil. And then they will have that one other one that was already open previously. Jacobson joining Mariel Shayok is a sit-out transfer here for the Cyclones going into 2017-18. It stinks that Steve Brohm and his program aren't going to be able to get a guy that can come in and make a contribution for this team, at least with this scholarship. Can't come get another guy to come in and make a contribution to the team in 2017-18. But I would assume that if they use... I assume if they use one, but especially both, if they use both of those scholarships, I would assume that they're going to find some guys that can come in and fill a need for the team right away. But I also wouldn't be surprised to see them do that with one of the scholarships and then maybe bank the second one into and then you leave yourself open to take a mid-year transfer or you carry another one into next season. With the Jacobson, averaged 5 points and 5 rebounds per game during his career at Nebraska, 6 points, 6 rebounds, and an assist during his sophomore season this past year. 6'9", 240-pound forward from Waukee, was an all-state performer for the Warriors with his senior season coming in 2014-15, and I think he was pretty widely regarded as the number two prospect in the state that season. He's going to bring if nothing else, he'll bring a really good practice body for Iowa State in 2017-18, give guys like Hans Brace and Solomon Young somebody to go battle against that has played a lot of games in the Big Ten, started 31 games this past season for Nebraska, and I think he started 56 games during his career for the Huskers. When you start to look at his game, I would say that he's got a little bit of offensive skill, but that's something that I think is probably going to be the number one focus for him going through this transfer season. The way I would describe him, I guess, is just a gritty guy. He brought a lot of the toughness to Iowa State's team, or not Iowa State, but Nebraska's team last season. Him along with Ed Morrow kind of formed pretty solid little duo there on the front line for the beginning of part of Nebraska's season. And I think that he's a guy that you can't come in and expect him to be your number one player, or a guy that's going to be a star in 2018-19 and 2020. But it's just, if he can come in and be your number three or your number four big, and he can give you those 5 points and 5 rebounds and, maybe dish out an assist and come in and really hit the offensive glass really hard and be able to just create some stuff for the Cyclones there, I think that that's really going to be the best thing that he's going to be able to bring to the table. And then, but you never really know what can happen in that transfer year. And if he can develop a little bit more of an offensive game, which I believe that he could, because he has some potential, with his back to the basket, he's got a nice little jumper. It's just probably going to come down to a honing a lot of that stuff into being able to be a better contributor for the Cyclones. He left Nebraska largely because of the role that he was forced to play in Tim Miles's offense. They kind of wanted him to play the five spot, and he wasn't really interested in doing that. So I would expect him to be more of the four position when he is with Iowa State, or kind of playing just along Solomon Young there to form. I think that could be a pretty solid front court if you can bring him off the bench as your sixth or seventh man, and just brings a little bit of addness, toughness to the roster. So that's some of my analysis on Michael Jacobson. I want to remind you guys that Travis Pastrana's Nitro Circus Live is coming to you. Direct from sellout shows across the globe, the world's greatest action sports show comes to Ames for the first time ever on June 3rd. Featuring 30 of the world's best athletes in freestyle and BMX, plus insane contraptions launched from the 40-foot-high Nitro Giganta ramp. coming to Jack Trice Stadium on June 3rd. I think that that's going to be a lot of fun. That's something that if you got little kids or anybody that's a big-time adrenaline junkie, I think that that's something you're definitely going to want to check out. So that's June 3rd at Jack Trice Stadium, and we'll keep telling you guys all about that on our podcast here throughout the rest of the week at CycloneFanatic.com. Adam Gray and I will have one last recruiting podcast before he leaves Cyclone Fanatic at the end of the week. I assume that Chris and I will do the Saturday podcast, and then I think one member of the Cyclone Fanatic staff is finally going to make his debut on the podcast later this week as well. But if you know anything about the podcast, you can probably figure out who that is. So thanks for tuning in to this quick little podcast here, breaking down Michael Jacobson's commitment to Iowa State. I'm Jared Stansberry, and thanks for listening.